Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. 7:05 in the morning, November the 29th. We have lost November again. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're going to be streaming live at KCNR 1460. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
You know, with me today, of course, is Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl. Easy for you to say.
Yeah, obviously not. Good morning. How are you? Haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Last time was Turkey Day, I missed you.
Turkey Day, what? You were down at the City Hall? I'm sorry. Hey, man, we got a lot of things going on. Dr. Ray John is coming in today.
Oh, good.
And we're going to be talking about the opening of the new adoption center down there, the Morgan Adoption Center, I guess you could call it that. It's going to be open in a couple of weeks. And then we've got a whole lot of things to talk about. I really want to hear what you think on Benghazi, since we haven't talked about that. And it looks like Rice, who is they're looking at her for Secretary of State. I want to hear what you think about that, since it appears that she's losing support from moderate Republicans, like one from Maine, the woman senator up there who is moderate and said, hey, you know what? There's some stuff coming out of here. I don't like. But we want to, talk about that and the recount. We had people on yesterday that were involved in the recount. That was kind of cool.
I heard part of that, and I think it's going to be interesting. My prediction is the numbers will not change. They rarely do. We've had recounts in the past where they've had as little as two or three votes separating, and the numbers just generally don't change.
Well, so, you know what?
We'll see.
It was a landslide. I don't see how they could change that much. You know, the 11 votes.
We'll see.
It's about the same equivalent, I think, I don't even know what the percentage is, really. Anyway, but before we do anything, we always go to our friends and advisors at the Wells Fargo Advisors Office. And today, Chris Lasondat.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over half an hour into today's trading session, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 55 points at 13,039. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1416, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 3010. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 109 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 6 cents at 982, Ford up 19 cents at 1144, General Electric adding 14 cents at 2127, and Hewlett-Packard up 15 cents at 1288. Of local interest, PG&E is unchanged at $40.40. Safeway's down 2 cents at $16.95, and Home Depot's up 3 cents at $64.86. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up $2.03 a barrel at $88.52, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $6.09 an ounce at $17.25.31, while silver's up 59 cents at $34.32. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. We have that Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here, right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. Give them a call at 243-7561, or head on down to Park Muir Drive. What we were doing was, while Chris was talking about it, we were talking about the Powerball. That, we were going to have to go to Chris and figure out what to do with that $186 million. we split last night.
Yeah, boy. What to do with all that money?
We split $379 million. So we were trying to figure out, well, what's two into that? So we were arguing about that first.
If you take the cash option. Right. Yes.
Okay, I tell you what. Before we go into our break, let's hit the weather real quick because, you know, was it raining when you came in, Trish?
No, just misting. But, boy, I had over an inch of rain in my little gauge yesterday.
You're kidding. We had, it didn't even feel like it rained here.
It poured.
Depending on where you're at in the county, it rained quite a bit or not much. But today we're going to see up to 3 inches over the next 24 hours. Cloudy, windy, lots of wind right now, gusting up to 35 miles an hour. That's more that is happening tonight. 54 for the low and winds up to 35 miles an hour. Flooding possible in wind-prone areas. Currently in the city, we are showing at 54 degrees. Yes.
Oh, no, we're just doing measurements here.
How much
rain was it? Is it going to be?
Over the next 24 hours, about 3 inches. Currently in Reading, 54 degrees. Report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
We got to take a break right here. Anselmo Vineyards, by the way, pizza night tonight. Of course,
yes, it is.
3 inches of rain. Go inside when you eat.
Yes.
All right, don't sit outside and eat. I'm just telling you that. Hey, that's from me to you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, of course, today, Thursday, Trish Clark. We always, always love having you here.
We'll be
right back.
Yeah, when the lights go down in the California town and the people are in for the evening. Jumping to my car and a throwing my guitar with
this holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA51006.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl Bott and
Trish Clark.
There you go, Thursdays. Trish, we got to hit the weather here. On the one thing we heard, you know, the 3 inches of rain, but people are going to need sandbags and all that. So, Bad Bob, you have all that information. If not, I have it right here.
I certainly do, Carl. If you need to pick up sandbags, that would probably be a good idea today if you live down in the lower area. Palo Cedro Fire Station, Bella Vista Fire Station, Cottonwood Fire Station, Mountain Gate Fire Station, and also the City Corporation Yard at 2005 Viking Way in front of building number 3. And we'll have sandbags as well as fire station number 4. That's the one on South Bonneview Road. And if you are displaced by floodwaters, the Red Cross is standing by.
Red Cross, also French Gulch Fire Station, is there.
You know, and you want to remind people that if you are in an area that is prone to getting this kind of flooding, you're close to the Sacramento River, you're by one of the creeks, this happens every time it rains, you get a little water here, go down and get the sandbags before all that happens and put them in place rather than wait until it's absolutely raging
The
water's already pouring in.
Too late.
And then it's too late. So they're kind of encouraging people throughout the North State to go and get those sandbags and put them in where you know the water's going to come. If you've lived there any length of time, you know where this is going to happen.
Sure. Oh, here's the other thing. Storm drains. Go down and look at your storm drains. Really good friends, Dr. Trudy Pratt, who is so bright and always has good advice, and with she and Mark Beecham, always have great advice. I was talking to Dr. Pratt yesterday. By the way, it was her birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Trudy. Trudy's got a... she's had a show on our station
since
the very beginning. So happy birthday, Trudy. We won't say that you're 32. Okay. What she said is they went out and cleaned out the storm drains around there because they were all clogged up. And
you know,
the city has not come by to do it. And that right there can save people from flooding because they live kind of in a hill area where the water is going to come straight down. And then straight down, and if people living at the other end of the other end of the block could literally get really hit with inches and inches, maybe probably feet of water.
This is a bad time for a storm because of all the leaves that are out. I mean, we're blessed with this wonderful fall color that we get around the North State and throughout, but that means a lot of trees, not all leaves,
and
all
those leaves
are falling, and so. People need to be aware of that. Just walk out and check the storm drains
right
in your neighborhood.
Find out where
everybody
they are.
Everybody would do that. Boy, that was, you're right. There's one right in front of my house that just around the corner that I continually watch to make sure it's clean because it makes a big difference whether I can get in and out of my driveway.
In 1988 in Hawaii, in the windward side, Kaipi'i, Kailua, and that whole area in there flooded. And part of the reason was that the storm drains had not been cleaned out, and a Marine went in there and knocked them open, cleaned it, and it literally, this one storm drain that was there, literally drained the neighborhoods in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Because that was all that was going, that was all there was. So, yeah, do that. Okay, for all you veterans, the Veterans of Foreign Wars post 1934 is going to give away 1,300 pounds of salmon Friday. That's tomorrow. At the VFW post on 1251 Oregon Street, right there next to Tapas, here in Reading. Giveaway begins at 11 a.m., and it ends when the salmon have disappeared. Okay. Trish, what do you think? I'm going to take a quick break early, because I want to get into what you think about, what your thoughts are on this recount that's going on right now, because you've been involved in politics a couple of years, and I know you have some thoughts on this.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Radiant Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, 7:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee. You know, you're going to need it with all this coldness and rain. And, of course, they meet or beat any tobacco price in this town. They've supported this community for 30 years, Joe and Shelley have. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trish Clark, of course, is with me. Trish, the recount.
You know, it's interesting because certainly we've had close races. The first time I was elected in the city of Anderson, I won by 2 votes or 3 votes.
Was there a recount?
No, there wasn't. Actually, they he chose not to do a recount because there is a cost involved in it. And quite frankly, they generally just don't the numbers don't change. So I certainly support anybody's right to do that if it 11 votes and I understand
that's
it
was a lot
group,
of money. That's a lot of money.
It's a group of citizens who have come forward. That's kind of interesting.
I don't know if I'd call it citizens per se. Yes, citizens, obviously, because they're all citizens of Reading. But I would like to know, you know, because we had Mark Kent was in here yesterday, and he's part of the Recount Observers, as is Ruth Angel, by the way. Two people that have shows here on KCNR. He said that there were, that there were unions. That there's a lot of union involvement in this. Now, I don't know how he knows that because they're still trying to figure out. See, they're paying the money every day, and it's like $2,700 or something.
This is not cheap. It's going to cost like $20-some thousand.
Yeah, and so I know, this group of people that have come together. So I'm sure it is. I'm sure some of it's concerned citizens. I'm sure maybe it's a couple businesses. But I imagine the unions have leaned in there because they've got a big stake in this.
Oh, I think so. I mean, they've kind of laid it down. I find it interesting that we have this across the United States where Tea Party people are making a bit of a difference in how government is done. It's amazing to me how frightened certain groups are of someone who says they're a member of a Tea Party. I mean, Gary has kind of been identified as a Tea Party representative, good conservative Republican, I think. Why is that so frightening to some of these organizations?
I think, well, you know, the Tea Party seems to be able to have a big influence on local. I think a bigger influence on local elections. And the further you get away from the flagpole, like when you get up to the Senate, you know, it's sometimes, well, I tell you, when they, the guy that they, the woman they ran against, Harry Reid, see, that was a mistake. The other guy, who was a little more moderate but a conservative guy, could have beaten Reid. Reid was in trouble back then. But they ran this woman. But
I won't disagree, only because if they had run someone like Michelle Bachmann, who's a definite Tea Party person, but not a wingnut. That gal was off the wall.
Right, but you tie that
into the Tea Party, and that's what was wrong with it.
Well, the Tea Party is the ones that pushed her. The Tea Party supported her. That's why. And she was a wingnut.
Yeah, well, the Tea Party, you're exactly right. The Tea Party needs to be more careful about who they put up as their candidate. They need to do some more vetting so that we don't end up with these wingnuts.
Yeah, well, the Tea Party here in town, I believe the Tea Party here in town, they're conservative, but there's nothing wrong with being in the Tea Party. Like, there's nothing wrong with being in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or being on the Occupy Now guys or any of that. There's nothing wrong with that because they're organizing to put the people in office who they believe are going to best represent their values. What's wrong with that?
There's not a darn thing wrong with it.
Right.
Back to the recount. It's going to be interesting, but my prediction is that it won't change, that those numbers will hold up. A lot of numbers have to change on each side before you make up those 11 votes. We'll see how it goes out. And it's a long process. What is the prediction for how long it's going to take?
I think they said tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
They said they might have it tomorrow. Now, the other thing, too, about this is one of the big things, it's that there's a lot at stake here for groups of people, is that if Gary Katz, and he has been elected, if his election holds up, you now have Gary Katz, Patrick Jones and Rick Bassetti, 3-2, or 4-1 in votes. And because Missy has a tendency to look at each, and I love this, she looks at each item and weighs it, and she could care less. I mean, what side? I mean, because conservative, other times she's come across.
That's the thought process that our candidates are supposed to all have.
Absolutely.
When you get to a point on a board where you can call their vote every time, then they're not doing their job specifically at the local level.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And that's why, you know, Rick Bassetti.
We're not dealing with partisan issues at the local level.
We shouldn't be.
The issues they deal with are not partisan.
Right.
They're about the everyday lives of the citizens that they represent.
Yes.
And they're supposed to make their decisions based on that information, not on any party affiliations.
You don't even know which party they belong to. Anyway.
That's exactly right. They're nonpartisan seats. And all the time I was in office, I always would look at an issue and it didn't matter whether it was a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. Most of them weren't. Most of them were life things that had to do. And that's how you make your decision. And you should be going both ways. You shouldn't be able to call the votes like that.
No, and you should. You should be. You know, there should be surprises now and then. But with this thing, Cad Bassetti and Jones,
the majority of the people in Anderson or in Reading want
a change,
a new majority can be a good thing.
And this will bring a change. I mean, it will absolutely bring a change. And when this recount's over, you know, if it holds up, and if I was the city staff, I'd kind of be sitting there, kind of looking around, thinking, whoa. I've got three people up there that may not exactly be happy with my performance.
Oh, gee, you wonder if just thinking out loud, you don't suppose there was any encouragement on behalf of anybody in City Hall to recount this and see if we can't turn this around, do you?
I don't know. There could have been, you know. But the bottom line is...
I mean, certainly it crossed somebody's mind.
It may have. You know, the big thing, though, is just like you said, what's right for our city and the people in our city. And if it means taking a little bit, you know, taking a different direction in that way and it supports the people in the city, that's what we have to do.
You know, and I will tell you that many people in the community will remember when Maurice Johannesson and I were elected to the Board of Supervisors and we, in fact, formed a new majority, and in fact, that's what we ran on, is that some changes need to be made.
Well, you know, and that's a good point.
And they were good, and I think everybody kind of forgot about all that.
Well, we need to talk about that a little bit, too, because we're going to have a new board of supervisors here very soon. Pam Giacomini and Bill Chappelle are going to be on the show next week. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, the rally on Wall Street continues for a second straight day on optimism over the fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 60 points. Shares of Research in Motion are also on the rise following a ratings boost from Goldman Sachs. The banking giant upgraded RIM to buy, citing a positive risk-reward heading into the January 30th launch of the BlackBerry 10. Goldman expects Research in Motion to top expectations over the next four quarters and is also estimating the company will turn a profit in fiscal 2014 versus the consensus view of continued losses. And thank you, you almost crashed our site. That was the message to customers from many small businesses across the nation on Cyber Monday. Each business received nearly two orders per second throughout the day, four times the rate of a normal day, according to data from BigCommerce. Revenue was up 25% over last year, and the average order price was 8% higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Give a you want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, 7:35 in the morning. Carl Bach, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why do you use Shasta Gas Propane? Because 4,000 other customers in Shasta and Tehama County are very happy. No, not just for that reason, but that tells you something. How about because their prices are very competitive? How about because they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Or what about the fact they're locally owned, family operated, and very service oriented? All of those put together, good reason to call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Stay warm this winter. All right, new board of supervisors. Well, two new members. Yeah, Bill Chappelle, Pam Giacomini, both are going to be on the show next week.
Oh, good. I mean, you know, I think
different times, different days.
I think that's good. The board needs some new blood. Maybe take some new looks at anything. Interesting. In the paper yesterday, I read where Supervisor Kehoe is questioning the cancellation of so many board of supervisors meetings.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, gosh, you know, I remember when I was actually until I was on the board, the idea of canceling that fifth Tuesday and canceling all of these different meetings had come forward on several occasions, and I had always voted against canceling meetings. The staff, all the arguments that they make in the paper about why they cancel meetings, to me are absolutely bogus. The Board of Supervisors and that staff is there to do the people's business.
Well, wait a minute. Why did they say they canceled them?
Well, because they said, oh, it is so much time for the staff and it costs money for all those department heads to be sitting there. All of the department heads have to be there. Well, they shouldn't have to be there if they don't have an item on the agenda. They need to maybe be there at the beginning of the meeting. If they have an item on the agenda, they definitely need to be there so that the board can query them if they have questions.
Yeah. Or how about just a note taker?
Exactly. So somebody, I mean, the department heads need to be there. When they put something on the agenda they want me to approve, I want them there so I can ask them a question. Or someone who can answer that question to be in the boardroom. But canceling 16, 17 meetings during the year is just wrong.
Aren't they getting paid for those?
Well, absolutely. They're getting paid a flat rate whether they show up ever. Yeah. They get paid a certain amount whether they show up in the boardroom. But the point is, it takes a long time to get an item on the agenda, and for those, the staff people, I mean, to get an item on the Tuesday agenda, it has to be turned in, you know, so many days in advance, et cetera, et cetera. It slows down the people's business not to be able to go to the board on a weekly basis, get your stuff through, and get it done. If you have to wait 3 weeks to get something on the agenda, that means somebody's standing behind a counter waiting for a signature, waiting for approval. And the other side of that is this board continues to turn more and more power over to the CAO's office and the department heads so that they don't have to go to the board with all these requests. And if they don't go to the board with all these requests, how in the world are the people ever supposed to know what's going on in county government?
Well, some of the supervisors didn't even know who worked for them up until 6 months ago.
What about this?
No, but that's true. Now, what about this? Why do we have it at 9 o'clock in the morning? Why can't it be like City Hall, where you're meeting in the people's time, which is like 6 p.m. at night? How many people can't get there because of jobs?
Well, I would disagree with you on that, because I really would.
Turn off her microphone.
I would bet you that us outside of the, and I have been to a city council meeting, but outside of the followers from the Tea Party, the people who are there every time, you're not getting a lot of public input at the evening meetings at City Hall.
I disagree with that because a lot of people come in, depending on what it is. But it's not just Tea Party people. You've got the marijuana people that are there a lot. You've got, you know, like the fire.
I'm talking about the actual, if they've got an issue.
Yes.
In the boardroom, if there is an issue going on that touches a certain group, the people are there. And those are the only people that are going to show up on any occasion for county or city meetings. Well, the general public isn't going to attend if you hold it in their front yard.
Well, we will agree to disagree on this one. Because to me, if you've got a job and you'd like to go see you're employed or anything, and you want to go see what happens with the Board of Supervisors, you literally have to take off from work to do that. And you, why should you have to do that? To see your representatives out there. Maybe you want to make a statement, but you can't get off if they're not canceling the meetings. That, and that's my reason behind it. I understand what you're saying, that people, if it's a big enough issue, they'll be there. I don't want it to have to be a big enough issue. I want it to be, hey, it's 6 p.m., you know, I'm going to go down and see what the Board of Supervisors does. How many people have been there?
And that's an admirable thought, but I will tell you that they just don't show up. I mean, yeah. The city of Anderson sits there with an empty building all the time, unless there's an action item that has to do with the unions or the fire department or something. Then those people show, or pot. Exactly. Marijuana.
The word marijuana will just fill that place right up.
And you can do that any time of day in any jurisdiction. But if it's just a regular agenda, you're not going to get people there regardless.
It wouldn't hurt to hold an occasional evening meeting. Once a month.
And the other thing they need to go back to doing is when I was on the board, we used to go to a jurisdiction. Let's say there's a huge planning issue up in Shingletown. We would go up and hold our meeting up in Shingletown so that those citizens didn't have to drive all the way down to Reading.
What a great, you mean actually supporting
well, we did that on many
supporting
occasions.
Supporting the people? You were out there supporting the people?
That's
come
exactly
on.
Right.
No.
Yes.
No.
Gosh,
okay.
Unheard of, right? No, but okay, I think on a regular basis, it wouldn't behoove them to pay salaries for people to be there in the evening meeting.
They're not there in the morning. Take them off for 2 hours. Anyway, or somebody takes off one day and they're there to take notes. But the other thing before we take our break is maybe people don't show up because they're not excited about government. That government is just
Carl,
you know, people should be excited.
Subject. Apathy okay. is after, why we're where we're at.
After the break, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, apathy and gun laws in San Francisco. Guess what?
Yep.
They're at your ankles again. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London Cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London Cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Reading's favorite way to kick off the holiday season returns to the Cascade Theater Thanksgiving weekend with a Cascade Christmas. Expect a brand new show filled with spectacular dancing and singing, adorable costumes, and heartwarming moments. A Cascade Christmas. It's full of surprises and affordable for the whole family. Opening Thanksgiving weekend through December 1st with evening and matinee shows. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, 7:45 in the morning. It's the 29th of November. We've lost it, my friends. But you know what we haven't lost? We haven't lost warmth in your house because of Lions Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they'll be there. Any make, any model, bad Bob?
Can I give them a big shout out? Oh, my God. Martin has just been perfect. He came out, he surveyed our situation, put together a package for us, and they have gone above and beyond. I heartily say thank you to Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, there you go. Martin, who has been in the business here since 1992, go to homecomfort.org. This is their website. But give them a call at 221-2642. They believe in taking care of you. And bad Bob is right here just telling you. And he treats everybody like that, Martin does. All right, Trish Clark is my host. This with the mostest. Now we're arguing about something else. Not arguing, we're discussing this. Apathy. And it's hard for me to argue apathy with you because 62% of the people in the United States vote.
No, 62% of the eligible.
Eligible. The ones who have signed up vote.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And is it the people who are eligible or the people who are registered?
I think it's eligible, 62% of the eligible.
That's a terrible show.
It is terrible. And if it's and then I would say, but your registered voters is probably under 70%. But the bottom line here is that you run into people all the time that don't vote. I mean, it just infuriates me. But
and
voter
the sad
apathy.
Part, the sad part of it, Carl, is that's why we're in my mind. That's why we are in the condition we're in. I am absolutely convinced that if you actually could get a reading of the people in the United States, this country is overwhelmingly conservative, constitutional, Christian.
Christian or religious.
Conservative kind of people. But they're the people who have jobs, who've got their nose to the grindstone, who are supporting their families, taking care of their kids, and unfortunately, not paying attention to politics in most cases.
And they don't
until
get organized.
Until it hits them right straight in the face.
Well, it's going to hit them January 1st.
But that's how we've gotten in the position we're in. Little by little, a little bite, each election has been taken out. And all of a sudden, we're in a terrible state from the federal government all the way down to our local offices. And we've got laws that we don't even know what to do with. We're in positions. We've done terrible things. And all of a sudden, we're going, waking up and saying, what in the world has happened to the United States that we live in? And it's because of the apathy of the people that we just weren't paying attention.
Well, you know what? It's part of it's apathy. But the other part is, and I blame this on the parties, is they have become they've become such a polarizing effect that it just turns people off. And what are they bringing out that's positive? You know, when you look at we can go right back to our local elections. Two good guys. And it turned into a bloodbath. And, you know, it got so that you're going, geez, what's going to be next? You know, and I'm not going to mention names. Everybody knows who they are. But both of them, good guys. Both
exactly.
of them had probably a lot of the same thoughts. They would vote exactly the same way. And so let's go to the phones. I'm frustrated. BC, you are live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, everybody there. I think it's very simple. If you just look at the voting numbers, Obama got 66 million in 08. He only got 62 million in 012. Romney got 59 million. McCain got 60 million. We're just not going to vote for a Mormon. That's as simple as that. And Romney went back as a moderate when he decided he wasn't going to completely get rid of health care. I don't think that would have mattered. But the sad part, and I agree with you guys, is just look at those numbers that voted and how many people that don't vote. People want change. And if you don't throw them some red meat, we're not going to have a change. Take my answer on the air.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think you're absolutely right.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Until the Republicans want to float a conservative Christian, God-believing man who'll stand up for the principles of the Constitution and tell his story, because he's got a great story to tell. But until they put that kind of a candidate out there, we're not going to get a change.
And, you know, here's something else, too. Let's just stop ignoring this skunk on the table. The Republicans, if he had come out and said, I have immigration reform, and here it is, the first thing I'm going to do is shut the borders down. And then we are going to find a way to handle this problem. Or he's got six steps again. Even if, you know, at least it's a plan. You know, and we avoid, you know, for some reason, they're like, oh, well, we've got to avoid this.
We cast a candidate out there who will stand next to their opponent while they lie and not call them on it.
Yes, absolutely right. And look at him and go, that's not true. That is absolutely not, you know, and look at him and go, I hate to say this on national TV, but that is an absolute lie.
And that's their only opportunity, because even as we talk, as this whole thing on Benghazi comes down, the media is still saying it appears that there is a possibility that the information that they gave was inaccurate.
Horse hockey.
Are you kidding me?
Horse hockey. Let's go to the phone. Linda, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. By the timing is terrible for me to be calling in.
Good morning, Linda.
You know, the political, you guys are so wonderful with your jousting, by the way, together. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Linda.
Okay, I just wanted to do a quick reminder before you go into the 8 o'clock hour that tonight, for On the Spot, Bethany Schmidt and her glam squad will be on at 6 p.m. Taking my seat, and I'm really excited. She's got some great guest hosts. And Carl, the KCNR 1460 has been nominated for a special award tonight with the Chamber of Commerce, so we'll be attending that dinner. And
we've been nominated.
I just wanted to say thank you, and I hope everybody's getting into the spirit and the storm. You know, bring it on.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Hey, I love you.
And good luck with your award. You deserve it.
Thank you.
I don't know if I would have told about the award, because what if we don't get it, you know?
Hey, we're
so if we don't mention it tomorrow, if you never hear it again after today, after this minute, okay.
You have piqued my curiosity.
Okay, well, you know, I don't talk about it because we haven't won it. And there's a lot of other people probably looking to be awarded the same thing. So, okay, we've got to take a break. But before we do, due to illness among the cast, this weekend's performance of Every Christmas Story Ever Told at the Riverfront Playhouse has been canceled. If you're holding tickets for the November 30th, December 1st, or December 2nd performance, contact the Cascade Theater box office for exchange or refund at 243-8877. Two of the cast members are ill. They were in here, and what a great cast. I mean, just it was going to be a super play, but two of them are just down hard. We should send the, well, maybe we'll send Haven Humane and Dr. Ray John over there. I bet he can get them up. Yeah. Got to take a break.
If they're on health, he can put them down.
Yeah. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Ooh, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. Carl Black, Trish Clark. It's Thursday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors since 2004. Over 50 great servers, caregivers, providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the care providers are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Do you want to see if one of the caregivers can help in your situation? Give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. 226-8350. Home Helpers. Let's go to the phones. Mary Lou.
Hello.
Good morning,
hello, Mary Lou.
Hi, Trish, the BTR detector lady.
How are you?
Hey, we don't take the newspaper anymore, so I got on the computer and brought up Drudge. I don't know how many people look at it. But today there's an article on there that the president is planning a 20-day, $4 million vacation.
No.
Yeah.
When's he leaving, tomorrow?
Come on, Trish. But, you know, I don't know with the country the way it is, and he does that to us. Oh, well, people get what they voted for, I guess.
$4 million vacation. You know what? I'm still...
20-day, $4 million. Oh, wow.
Well, you know, I'm still kind of up in arms about the $6 billion he gave to Indonesia for green technology.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
That we had to borrow. I mean, what's that?
I don't know.
Mary Lou.
Anyway, you two have a great day, and if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Keep listening. Okay, let's talk about one last thing. San Francisco passed a law that says, and it was upheld in the federal court, that if you have a weapon in your house, you have to either keep it locked up or you have to have a trigger lock on it.
Then why have it in your house?
And so this is going to go up to the Ninth Circuit Court, which, of course, you know how that's going to be, you know, with the...
Ninth Circuit Court.
I mean, you know what, you could just say, hey, yes, you can have a weapon, but you have to have it surgically implanted in your butt. And so...
The issue with gun ownership is, in my mind, very clear. I believe totally in the Second Amendment. I believe it's even been upheld by the Supreme Court now that we have the right to own the guns.
Absolutely.
So here's the issue. If I'm in my home, as I am, there's just nobody else around but me, and I have a gun next to my bed, okay? Now, why would I have a lock on that I have to find a key if somebody's come through my front door? If I had children in my home, if there are other people around, that's another thing. I think personal responsibility is a part of what this is about, and when they pass laws like that, they take away our personal responsibility.
Well, what they're trying to do is, it just keeps it safe. Well, you know what? Again, it goes back to personal responsibility. If you've got a weapon in your house and a child gets to it and is injured, bad on you. bad on you.
Worse, but, I mean, yeah, that's criminal
activity. But you know what? That
activity.
Has happened. That has happened around here. It's happened. And so, you know, the fact is if you need a weapon and it's under lock and key, how are you going to, you know, I mean, it doesn't do you any good. We got to leave. Hey, Dr. Ray John is in the studio, and we're going to be talking Haven Humane and a couple of other things that have to do with Haven Humane. They got some great things happening. We're going to talk about pets, too. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner on the phone for the second time in less than a week. A person familiar with it telling Fox News the call yesterday lasted for more than 15 minutes. Today, another flurry of fiscal cliff meetings. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Yeah, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and a top White House aide are on Capitol Hill at this hour for meetings with the four leaders of Congress. This as Republicans like South Dakota Senator John Thune say they want some specifics.
So far, all we've gotten out of the administration are these demands for higher taxes. They are not willing to discuss what is really driving federal spending and debt, and that is entitlement programs.
Meanwhile, the White House continues to insist that tax breaks end for those north of $250,000 annual income. Lisa?
Rich, upbeat reports on the economy with better third quarter growth than first thought, 2.7%, and pending home sales hitting a nearly six-year high. But some retailers are out with disappointing sales, including Kohl's and Target. They're rallying in Ramallah. As a Palestinian step towards statehood goes to a vote at the UN, where Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live in New York.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will deliver a speech here ahead of the vote, but with 132 of the 193 UN member states already recognizing the Palestinian territories as a sovereign state, a simple majority is all but certain this afternoon. The U.S. has urged Abbas to pursue statehood through direct Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations, but the U.S. does not have veto power in the General Assembly like it does in the Security Council. Lisa?
Courtney, Syria has just effectively disappeared from the internet. Two monitoring companies reporting online access has been shut down nationwide. There's been no word from the Syrian regime. This amid late reports of a deteriorating situation around the Damascus airport. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Two things about Carol and her decisions. One, she was usually right. And two, right or wrong, she was always certain. The thing is, Carol's style left little room for input, and most people gave up trying to give it. Yet one coworker broke through by being honest and gentle. Carol, she said, it never hurts to consider others' opinions. They'll either confirm what you decide or help you avoid mistakes. The team watched as Carol primed for a quick comeback, then mentally hit pause. What Carol said was, thanks. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Do you have a difficult truth to communicate? Keep in mind that tone of voice trumps content in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
The dust still settling from feverish sale of Powerball tickets. So many sold, they're still jacking up the jackpot, which for now is unclaimed. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
We still don't know whether one person bought each ticket in Arizona or Missouri, or if one or two groups chipped in for a pool. We do know the Missouri winner bought the almost $588 million jackpot ticket in the Kansas City area. Janet Bodner with Kiplinger's Personal Finance says people will come out of the woodwork trying to get the winners to buy or invest in something.
You want to avoid those people like the plague. You want people who are going to ask you questions. Well, what are your goals? What do you want to do with this money?
Experts recommend the winners get a team of legal and financial advisors together. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. They claim the child hurt himself. A New Hampshire couple accused of beating and burning the woman's three-year-old son arrested at a theme park in Florida, even while the boy remains hospitalized in New Hampshire. Holding up in an embassy, apparently taking its toll on Julian Assange.
It's 5 months since the founder of the WikiLeaks website walked into Ecuador's embassy here and asked to be given asylum. He can't go outside or else he'll be arrested, and Ecuador's ambassador to Britain says that is taking its toll. Ana Alban Moras says Assange has developed a chronic lung infection. He's at the embassy to avoid being extradited to Sweden on sex crime charges, saying he fears he'll then be sent on to the US and prosecuted after his website published thousands of secret documents online. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
An all too familiar end to a night out for Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay, what happened?
She didn't answer the questions shouted as she walked out of a Manhattan police precinct with a jacket over her head, facing third-degree assault charges, accused of hitting a woman in the face after exchanging some words at a nightclub. Wall Street right now, the Dow up 52 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, 8:05 in the morning, November the 29th. We're running out of November. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello out there, our chat pack. You know, chat pack, we need to have another breakfast here pretty soon. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Trish?
I'm just wonderful.
We're having a good time talking about stuff. And, of course, Bad Bob is here with the weather.
Absolutely, Carl. Well, what you're going to see is what you're going to get. We've got the rain, according to radar, going around town right now, but up in the foothills, they're getting it pretty good. And as we check the forecast, we could see about 3 inches of rain over the next 24 hours. Low tonight will be about 54 degrees. Tomorrow's high 59, so not a lot of temperature variation. The big concern is the wind. The ground is getting wet, and we're going to see winds up around 30-plus miles an hour. Flooding possible in flood-prone areas, and, of course, you know who you are. 54 degrees in Reading and a winter storm watch in effect from the National Weather Service. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
Anselmo Vineyard, tonight's pizza night. Trish is going
and
up there.
We're requesting that the rain not hit in the foothills until after about 8:30. That would give me time to get up.
Music this weekend?
Yeah.
I doubt if the horseback rides are going to be going or the sporting clays, but dinner up there, and just don't eat outside on the
on the veranda.
On the veranda, you can get wet. Well, you know what? They hasn't hit yet, and frankly, I'm over there abusing Bob. I said, Bob, I've been getting ready. I've got go bags, I've got sandbags, I've got it all. And you know what? I'm standing outside last night in my bare feet, and I'm looking, and there's nothing. You know what? What are you getting paid for?
Well, the storms like this have a lot of variability in them, but you look at some of these surrounding areas, huge amounts of rainfall, lots of high winds, and so far we're kind of in the eye of that thing. When it comes through, it's going to be like a train.
Well, I tell you what, you say that, but so far I haven't seen anything. So we've been wrong, but I know somebody who is right all the time, and it's Chris Lasondak from the Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 51 points at 13,035. The S&P 500 is adding 7 points at 1417, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 21 points at 3013. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 186 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 18 cents at $19 even. Intel's down 42 cents at $19.65. Google's up $6.03 at $689.32, while Apple's up $8.52 at $591.38. Stocks of local interest, Safeway up a nickel at $17 even. North Valley Bank is unchanged at $14, and Reading Bank of Commerce up 7 cents at $4.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up $2.02 a barrel at $88.51, and precious metals are higher with gold up $7.15 an ounce at $17.26.46. Well, silver's up 53 cents at $34.26. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. And if you want to go out and go down and visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive right here in Reading or give them a call at 530-243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, let me see. All right, the weather people, as I've, you know, I'm admonishing Bob about the weather. So, you know, there's three types of people that you can be wrong completely all the time and still get paid. You know who they are?
Yeah.
Okay. The weather people, politicians, and radio talk show host. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl Linda Bott. Linda, of course, and has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. The Glam Squad's going to be there. The Glam Squad with Beverly Schmidt. And but there's going to be a lot of... did I say Beverly? It's not Beverly. Bethany. I know that. Is going to have a lot of people on tonight and talking about things that are going on, of course, in the city. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Cold weather, rainy, get in there, get that coffee. They've got every type of coffee. Great deals on that. Of course, meet or beat any tobacco price in this town. Veterans get discounts. Joe and Shelley have done so much for this community. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest... Dr. Ray John. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. So, and Trisha, you've known Dr. Ray
John. Known Dr. Ray John for so many years, and he's worn so many hats in this community.
He's worn a lot of hats since I've been here.
It's great, and I just never know for sure when I'm around Ray what exactly we're going to be talking about, because he just keeps changing and doing great things in our community. Good morning, Ray.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Now, hey, you know what? I was out there the other day with you, and now it's a couple months, but we were looking at your Morgan Adoption Center. And, I mean, there was like 50 people working on this, and they were all at their hats turned on backwards, and they're just like working hard. And I'm going, well, this thing's going to be done quick. And
this afternoon at 1:30, we're going to do the punch list, and we were due to open January 1st. There's a strong possibility we'll be open up within 10 days.
Oh, and that's terrific for the holidays.
For the holidays. And we're kind of excited. We want to do a soft opening, so we bring all of our animals across, and then we want to contact the county and start moving their animals in. So it's been an incredible job. I think Ken Gifford, Gifford Construction, have just pulled it off as usual. They started June 5th, and this is November 29th.
Yeah, and this is amazing.
Big project.
10,300 square feet, 72 kennels, 66 cat areas. I mean, it's just magnificent.
Visiting rooms, groomers rooms, and adoption counseling rooms.
Yeah.
Good. I like it.
It's beautiful.
You know, in the community, and a lot of people know exactly what area you serve now and what animals. Just kind of throw out there, which animals are you countywide now? Do you take care of some of the...
Good point. Once we start, Trish, officially January 1st, we'll be the sole shelter for the county and for the city of Reading. So if you've lost your dog, you find a stray, you want to adopt a dog, whatever, or foster one, or a cat, you would come down to the shelter. So we'll have one shelter. The great news, Trish, is that the officers from the county for the first time in years will be able to be out there in the county doing investigations and things, because they've had to clean the shelter, feed the animals, and do double duty.
And that's why I wanted to point that out. It's a huge change, and the people in the unincorporated area really are not aware of that.
Yeah.
I was discussing it with a couple people the other day, and I said, no. This is finally, I mean, it's been a long time coming. It was an issue I worked on when I was on the Board of Supervisors. A central location for everybody to deal with. So it's a huge step forward, and it's good to remind the public that this is for everybody.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is right now, if you come in and you've lost your dog, we always go through, let's look for our place. Then we say, now you've got to go to Radio Lane. You go one-stop shopping for everything.
That's going
to
be great.
And the officers and the sheriff's department have been wonderful. They have completely bought into the new arrangement, and it's going to be a great cooperative thing. At the Ponderosa fire this summer, the sheriff called me at home and said, "We're shorthanded. Can you bring your team?" My team spent 4 days and four nights with their officers, and they've bonded very
closely. You all, including rescuing a cat from one of our show hosts.
That's right.
Poor cat. Their cat, they couldn't catch, and your captain walked in there, and with their kibbles or whatever, maybe she talks to her cat-wise, I'm not sure, but here comes a cat running over, they were so happy.
Yeah, we actually captured 111 animals on behalf of the county, and I believe we got 110 back to their owners, so we were really excited about that.
Yeah, when they called about it, you already had the cat, and they were just, because they're up from Shingletown.
Yeah.
Up in that area.
And the important thing is, as you indicated, now those officers can be actually out addressing issues with bad animal issues in the community, and we'll actually get some response. So
Right. Congratulations.
That's a great accomplishment solve that.
And Trish, you started it many years ago, but I got to thank the Board of Supervisors for being open to trying something new. I'll never forget one of my detractors said, Well, what if Haven closes down? And one of the board of supervisors reminded, we've been there 60 years. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break in a segment. So right before we take a break each time, I want to remind people of things that are going on during the holidays for your animals and everything. Right now, pet photos. That's great. Pet photos for Christmas to help shelter animals. And if you go to, if you give a phone call to 244-2636, T.A. Schmidt, they are going to do a portrait of you and your pets. You can have a family photo session and a 5x7 print, and it's for a $25 donation to Haven Humane. I think that that's great. And you can even have it by Christmas, but you have to make your appointment by December 15th to do this. Maybe you have to have it taken by. No, it says here you have deadline isn't December 15th until December 15th to secure a portrait appointment.
Correct.
So you can get a, you know, we can take Elk Killer down there and get our and get a photo. $25 goes right to Haven Humane. I think that's a great deal.
You know, a little shout out to T.A. Schmidt. He's been in this community for so long, and
that's
he
cool.
He gives so much back to the community, and not only that, he's a world award winning photographer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, let's ring that bell then. Let's ring the bell for T.A. Schmidt. All right. Yeah, that's good. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Carl Bott, Chris Clark, and Dr. Ray John is with us, and we're talking about all the new things they're having at Haven Humane right here at the end of the year. We got a bunch of other things to talk about. Also, tips for your pets during the holiday season. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' camps. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. 823, 824 in the morning here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Serving Redding and, of course, the North State. And probably the South State, too. You know what? They've got the previously owned cars. They have the new cars, trucks, and SUVs that you would want to have. They're going to give you great deals. And not only that, their service department is second to none. Redding Crown Motors. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. Or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Our guest, Dr. Ray John. And we're getting ready to open up the Morgan Adoption Center, which is great. But you know what? We need beds.
Desperately.
For the dogs.
Desperately. We use a bed called a Caranda bed, which sits about 6 inches off the floor with a nice nylon netting. And then we have radiant heating from the cement. And as we started this bed drive about a week ago, and we've gotten 42 of the 72 we need. So people can either order the bed through the Caranda or send, you know, whatever they want. Yesterday, with all a bunch of small donations, I came up to $1,000, so I bought a ton of beds yesterday. So this way, we laugh about it, Carl, but there's a good chance the dogs won't want to be adopted. You know, they're going to live the life of luxury in their new kennels, colored with their blanket, their toys, radiant heating, air conditioning running through. The cats have private bathrooms. I've never seen this. And the bathrooms are sealed off from the public so that they can use the facilities in private. And there's a ventilation system through the bathroom area so that there won't be any offensive smells. So we've really had fun putting this building together.
You know, you might watch out because, Bad Bob may end up down there. You know, yeah. Who knows? How much are the beds?
They go from $48 to, I think it's close to 70. I can't remember right this second.
Let me find you. Oh, 48 to 56 plus shipping.
Plus shipping. You know, so I just bought one, donated one last week. I think it cost me $77. But there's various sizes, large dogs, medium dogs, small dogs. I do have a dog story I got to tell you, though. I chose colors for the kennels because the colors show off the darker dogs better instead of the old dead cement. So I chose yellow, and I chose green, and I chose red, and they really pop. The architect, who I love to death, Shelley Kibler, she calls me back and says, I'm concerned about the yellow because some people get very little disturbed about the yellow. So I called her back and said, well, you know, Shelley, if I do put a person instead of a dog in the kennel for the night, they'll only be in the green or the blue room, not the yellow rooms. And then Tom Bazenko walks in there one day, sees them, and he says, you thought this was the animal shelter. This is the new jail. Yeah. We didn't tell you.
This is the jail annex. You know, oh, that's cool. Okay, so if you want to donate, or when you do donate, just donate, and you want to go to this, to the beds, the only thing you have to do is, you can either go online, to www.caranda.com/donate/8204, or you can just give a check down to Haven Humane, or you can buy your own. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
Okay, so you know what? A $50, $60 check will, well, because it all goes in the fund, saves you shipping, and then they'll buy those pets.
We'll buy them for. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, before we take our next break, why don't we talk about tinsel and holly and dogs or pets. And, things that we don't, you know, as you've said before, the little things we don't think about, like holiday plants, holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias, as well as other popular holiday foliage, can be toxic if eaten.
Right. And what tends to happen is everyone leaves the living room and the little cat goes out and plays when you're gone and starts eating things. And you can lose your pet over the holiday, and there's nothing sadder for a family to find out that their little Christmas decoration's killed. So we just ask everybody, use caution. Use caution with your animals.
A little extra care. Make sure there when you leave that your cat is locked up in a secure place.
Correct.
So that they can't get at the Christmas tree. Christmas trees are kind of dangerous for little kids and animals and everybody. And so you have to instill, when you have people around, a little extra care so that you can go ahead and decorate for the holidays.
Yeah, even years ago when Maggie and I had a small home in Broadmoor, our cat and dog got in a chasing match when we were in the other room, and they broke the little gas line behind the stove and started a fire. You just have to be aware of when animals are playing, they have no boundaries whatsoever.
And you know, another thing to be real careful about is the water for your plants.
Yes.
Your tree.
Your tree, yeah.
Yeah, and that's down there where the animals can get at it, and you want to be sure that you're not putting additives that are toxic to the pets.
Right.
One of the things you can do is put a can of Coke in there.
Oh, really?
That it gives longer length to the time
really?
The tree will be. It's good sugar nutrient, and it's not toxic to anybody. And it will make a big difference in how long the needles stay on your tree.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because Linda was looking things up last night, and one of them is a splash of bleach. And I can't believe that
that's
good.
That would be
good.
Bad
that's
for
not
the
good
animal.
For your animal.
Yeah.
No,
so
can
a
of Coke.
Can of Coke.
Can
okay,
Coke.
We're going to try that. Then,
okay.
Because we have the Griswold tree in our house.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to take a break here in like 20 seconds. Let me throw that number out again for T.A. Schmidt Photography is 244-2636. Get a picture of your pet and you, or just your pet, and a donation to Haven Humane. We'll be right back after these messages. Dr. Ray John and Trish Clark.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. One-time political foes getting ready to break bread. The president and Mitt Romney sitting down for the first time since before the election.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says there's no hidden agenda.
The president expressed interest in the immediate aftermath of the election and meeting with Governor Romney.
Carney adds the president has long admired Romney's efforts at the Winter Olympics and in business.
That skill set lends itself to ideas that could make the federal government work better.
But Carney shied away from suggestions Romney could join the administration.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Over on Capitol Hill, lawmakers working on cobbling out an agreement to avoid the fiscal cliff. Former President George H.W. Bush has been admitted to Methodist Hospital in Houston. He's 88 years old. And actress Lindsay Lohan in trouble with the law again. She was arrested after allegedly striking a woman at a nightclub in New York City. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977. And carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown.
With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, we have On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and Bethany Schmidt's going to be in here with the Glam Squad. You got to come in and listen to these girls. They're all a bunch of wild and crazy girls. And then so many other things are going to be, so many other guests are going to be on tonight on Linda's show. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, great haircuts, great prices, great guys there. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Ray John, and of course the head of Haven Humane, and so many other things that you've done in your life. Do you ever, and of course Trish Clark is here. You know, how can you know Trish? I just love having Trish here because she sits there and she looks at me and she says, "Carl, you're so full of it." You know, you need that. It's kind of like having another wife. You know. Hey, Ray, you know. Have you ever noticed that no good deed goes unpunished?
Correct, sir.
All right. Now, there was an article in the paper the other day about you bad people at Haven Humane.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite the whole story, though, was it?
No. And what's happening, Carl, and I talked to Silas Lyons yesterday from the Record Searchlight, is there's some really good reporters. I'm thinking Jim Schultz, who's fair and listens
like
and
Jim.
Writes that
like Jim.
And says it like it is. But there's a couple of people that seem to want to win the Pulitzer. So everything has to be shock and awe. Everything has to be someone's wrong, someone's a victim, and all that. And matter of fact, I talked to one of the ladies that was quoted yesterday. She is a very, very close supporter of Haven. She actually called me and said, "Ray, I've got a solution to the problem. When the dog gives birth to the puppies, when they're old enough, I personally will pay for their spay and neutering." Lovely. She gets quoted as, "Oh, I heard it was Haven. It's bad." You know, it's very typical. When the reporter called Captain Smith, he just kept going on and on, trying to get a negative comment. And I don't let my people say no comment. I make them
right.
answer.
Right.
And she said, "Ray, I got so exasperated because he was just pulling for a story to make us look bad."
But
then
I'm going to jump in just because I want to.
Sure.
Before, this particular person that you're talking about, the paper likes that kind of a reporter. They keep them on for a long, long time because the person you're referring to, I dealt with when I was on the Anderson City Council. And he hasn't changed much in his approach to news reporting. So that's a part of the paper that they want.
Yeah, and with the
sad thing, they fire the guy.
But I think it also costs them too. But let's just tell what the story is. The story was about adopting a pregnant, if I understand it, adopting a pregnant dog.
Right.
And the whole thing came over was that this dog's going to have puppies, and we have to, we have to do some things. And this is what I mean. This is by your charter.
Right.
And so
the heartbreaker for me always is the way we twist the facts to make them sound good for the paper. There's a new gal on the Record Searchlight. I believe her first name's Elena.
Elena Shulman.
Every time I've dealt with her, she's totally fair, accurate. She had the above story yesterday about the deer at Turtle Bay. It was clear and it was fair to all parts. And some of these, you know, and I'm just gonna, there's only one or two, and Trish is right, this guy's been around forever, they just don't get it. And that's why people are canceling the Record Searchlight all the time. I mean, I only read it to prepare myself for what hell I'm gonna go through that day. You know, I wanna know who's gonna, I don't even read their blogs anymore because I sound like the devil incarnate.
No, no, you know what, the blog, you know what, and I understand, and somebody sent me an email and said Scripps Howard is gonna go into, you have to pay to get, you know, the, to be online. To read it. Now, I don't know if that's true. Did you read that, Bad Bob?
I've seen that from a couple of sources. And yeah. It's
did
like
you see
you
the
yesterday.
Small print 3 days before Thanksgiving? There was the tiniest little print that said, the Thanksgiving edition is an additional $2.50.
You know, everybody that pays for their paper by the month or by the week got billed for an extra amount.
For $2.50 to get 50 pounds worth of advertising.
Really?
So we called and canceled the Thanksgiving paper because all I ever do is throw it in the garbage anyway. I mean, all the ads, I don't look at them.
If you pay by the year, you didn't get dinged with that.
But going back to the article here, is the bottom line is that everything was handled well. The dog had pups. The pups, you know, and the people that came in from the lady you're dealing with said, We'll spay and neuter them, but the bottom line is there's still five puppies out there without an owner, which is one of the things that this whole thing was about.
It was
10
about.
Puppies. We got five. We have five that don't have an owner.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, and Dr. Browning came to me yesterday, and she said, Ray, let's do a five-year study on this family, and 5 years from now, let's find out how many puppies gave birth to how many more puppies to how many more puppies. And she said, it's just too bad that the paper turned it into something really bad when it's not. So, you know, this is a woman who performs 5,000 spay and neuter.
And she's been on the show before.
Yeah.
Dr.
Browning's my chief medical officer.
What a nice lady.
Dynamite lady.
Oh.
Super day. She does 35 to 45 spay and neuters per day.
Wow.
You know, so,
yeah, you know, and that's the other thing too. And let's just, you know, I don't want this to be a bummer, but before we go into our break, 1,500 pounds of animals.
Yeah, you're
a week
every
a week
on Thursdays. Usually, we do about 1,500 pounds in the crematorium, and so
just think about that.
Well, you know, it's an unfortunate thing that every time you start talking about that part of the conversation, and the reality is, there are too many pets.
Yes.
There are more pets than there are owners. And when you start talking about that subject, you come off as an animal hater.
You're not.
I mean, as soon as you broach that.
That's correct.
Why, how come do you have an animal? How come you don't like animals? Well, that's not it. The issue is we want animals who are cared for in a proper home, who are not a pain in the neck to their neighbors and the community at large. Animals are wonderful, but if you don't have one and you don't want one, you don't want them in your yard, you don't want them digging in your flower beds, you don't want them leaving
depositing,
their business in your front yard.
Depositing
and so that's what we're all striving for, and you can love animals and still support, and that's what the people who love animals know they need to be spayed and neutered and cared for.
Right. Okay, we got to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Dr. Ray John is our guest, and we're going to do, we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hey, Carl. I just got back from Tobacco and Brew. Guess what? They have a special cigar selection ready to go and packaged for Christmas.
Wow, ready to go? Hey, what kind of coffees do they have?
Pumpkin spice latte and my favorite, Jack Frost.
You know, they also have a new selection of humidors and great wines. All the things we love. Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's go.
We'll see you there this holiday season at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theatre.
Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. You'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
Brought to you by R&B Shopping and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM with Trish Clark. And our guest, Dr. Ray John, and this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. It's not too late. It's not too late to get that Harley for Christmas. They have that, boom, potato, 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 underneath the Christmas tree. And not only that, but the sales tax goes up in January, so you could save money doing it now. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Not only can you buy a great American icon, this motorcycle that is just superbly made, you can buy everything with it possible that you would want, including that bell that goes off in your ear when you're driving down the road. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. You can give them a call at 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Love them. Hey. Okay.
Okay. You know, one of the things around the holidays is if when you have animals and you have guests in your home, people, they love your animals, and so they want to slip them a little treat. And this can be really bad for the animals. The smells that surround all holiday cooking, your dogs, if they're not used to it, or your cats, if they're not used to that really rich food, you really need to make sure that they're not getting it. The other thing is you take that turkey carcass, you put it in your garbage can, that smell is wafting out of there, you leave, the dog gets in there, and those bones can splinter and just do irreparable damage to your dog. So you need to take some extra steps about disposing of that food, wrap it up good, put it in your big can outside that the dog can't get to, and buy some little extra treats for your dog if you feel like you want him to share in the holidays, some animal-friendly foods. Put them about so the guests to feed them, and be sure that they're not getting all that rich food that they shouldn't be. Chocolate. But every year.
Does your dog like chocolate cake, too?
Oh, and it's really, really bad for them.
I know it is.
Yeah, it's terrible. Really bad for them. So keep that stuff where your animals can't get at it. Cats are tough because cats get everywhere. So just kind of take some extra care with taking care that they can't smell that stuff and have it where they can get at it when you're not watching.
All these are things that Dr. Ray John brings in and hints to the families here. You know, tinsel, holiday foods, you know. What would we do?
Be aware and be responsible for your pet.
That's right.
You got it.
Well said.
What else? Bad Bob, I want to take an early break here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we've got something we need to talk about as soon as we get back. I know we just took a break, but you'll see why when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Dr. Ray John.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
a patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HDTV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Tomorrow's guest, Eric Wittstrom. We're going to be talking economic matters of the United States and our state here, but we're also going to be talking Benghazi and Susan Rice. But our guest today, well, I have two guests, kind of, but Trish Clark, of course, is always here on Thursdays.
Yeah,
I love having you here.
I love it.
We love having you here. Dr. Ray John. Okay, Dr. John, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. I'm because you're a Marine, Carl, and it's our month, November, our 237th birthday, I thought I'd share this with you first. Last night, I officially sent in my resignation letter to Haven Humane Society. It's time to retire. I'll be retiring at the end of February. I've been there 4 years and 7 months, and I've worked 49 straight years since the day I was joined the Corps. And after 49 years, I think it's time to kind of sit back a little bit. My dream is to volunteer to work maybe at the mission or someplace that needs someone to help get kids their GEDs. That's what my heart is. But I feel it's time for a younger person to go in. We've accomplished all the objectives that the board set for me when I was hired after the unfortunate departure of the last CEO. And we've rectified the finances and put in the new building and the pastures and remodeled and got
You're
the
leaving a completely, almost a completely, well, a completely new structures there, but yeah. Also new attitude.
Yes.
A completely new attitude
yeah.
at Haven Humane.
Yeah, and I have incredible people, Captain Smith, as you know.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bronning. So I'm not, Cheryl Wright, the controller, Janet Romero, my assistant, they're in great hands now, and they don't need me anymore. And I need to spend some more time with my beautiful wife.
It's time.
Every day looks younger than I do, and we're the same age. So,
but you know, right? You know, since we moved here what, 5 years ago,
yeah.
And you have been such an integral part of this community. Now, and Trish knows this much better than I do, but can you just kind of go over where you've been since you've been here in the Reading community?
Well, I came here to open Bishop Quinn High School, and I started with 9 students. And I finished with about 160 in the high school, and then I took over St. Francis simultaneously, had about 150, 175. Then I retired. That lasted a day. Then I went to the Good News Rescue Mission as a volunteer. And the night before I volunteered, the academic director resigned. So I worked there for 4.5 years working with people in addiction, people out of prison, and it was some of the happiest and saddest times of my life. Then the Sycamore principal left mid-year, and they asked me to come back out of retirement to help Sycamore. I did that, and I finally retired for the last time, and we had the CEO committed for 4 felonies and was found guilty of them at Haven. And so they asked me if I would come in and fix the place, and I think I've done what they asked me to do, but I really want some peace in my life.
Well, you're so richly due from this community a nice retirement now. You and Maggie have both, since you've been here, been integral parts of this community, made tremendous contributions to the quality of life in Shasta County. Maggie through the Women's Refuge, and the other things she's been involved in. You're both community members. But you know what? It's time, Ray. You and Maggie need to spend some quality time. You got one day at a time. You need to live each one fully. Celebrate your life together. You've earned it. And I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Sorry for the community because Haven will miss you. Regardless, you've done a wonderful job. You're going to stay involved in the community because you're just kind of that kind of people. But do yourself a favor. Take the time. Just be retired. It's not all bad, Ray. It's not all bad. You deserve it.
Thank you, Trish. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we know we're always going to need guest host here.
Right. I'm always available.
But you know what, Ray, is besides being a Marine and a stalwart Marine, a hero, which you are, and the stories of your life when you were Marine and right after you were Marine, your tenacity, I mean, going to San Francisco State. And, you know, I mean, most everybody does not know the stories that happened to Sergeant John then when he went back and, you know, when he was going to school at San Francisco State during Vietnam, during the height of the protests there. But he persevered. He's tenacious. He went through that. And then in Oakland Fire. Wiped out everything at one point in your life that of you and Maggie. I mean, just wiped it out. And and then coming up here and everything you've done for our community. And we appreciate you. And everybody, you know what? There are going to be people that are going to go, oh, good. But, you know, somebody else in Haven, they're going to find out that it takes an exceptional person to stand in your seat and take the bullets, take the arrows, take the crap that you face every day and your people face every day. And you don't know that unless you talk to this man, because he's not going to complain about it. And then you turn around and you get your butt bit at by a specious article in the local newspaper. And you go, you know what? Hey, you do it then.
You know, he handled problems that have been issues in Shasta County for years. What we were talking about earlier, the actual putting all of those agencies together, I didn't think that had ever happened. And we, as he indicated, were working on that when I was on the Board of Supervisors and recognizing the need to consolidate those efforts. And Ray was able to accomplish that. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Well, I hope that the board has a luncheon or a dinner for you. And we can be there, and they give you this huge plaque for your I Love Me wall that all Marines have, some larger than others. Right, you know, we don't want to mean to embarrass you, but, I mean, you've just, I mean, since, and you're right, you and your beautiful wife have just done so much for our community.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will have to tell you, Carl, with something you mentioned before. I lived through hell in San Francisco as a veteran for many, many years and was looked down upon. People said horrible things to me. And I offered my life for this country, and the Bay Area absolutely treated me like dirt. I came here for the first time. I felt pride about being a veteran and felt loved. And I will never forget this county and the way
this is a great county.
We love our veterans in Shasta County, and we go out of our way to let them know.
That's one of the reasons.
We even have a sign we put up on the board.
But there's one thing to have a sign, but there's the other thing to put your mouth where your sign is. And Shasta County and the North State does that, you know, for the veterans. And, I mean, they care. And this county and the people in this county care about each other.
Oh, they do. They do. And you know, as I'm not walking away, I'll still probably
be on board, doing whatever.
But I just want to thank all of you for supporting Haven right now and to continue support. And I know the new leader is going to be an incredible person.
Well, we need to have he or she on as soon as they come around. I know you're going to be bringing them on. Anyway, again, Dr. Ray John, retiring from Haven Humane, thank you so much for your service.
Great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, Trish? As usual, sweetie.
Hey, great show. Always love to do Thursdays and talk to all of the great citizens of Shasta County.
The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama had his Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, meet with congressional leaders this morning, trying to negotiate a deal on getting down the deficit before automatic tax hikes and spending cuts take effect. Live in D.C., Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Where on the Senate floor, the arguments continue.
We have to end wasteful tax breaks for the richest of Americans.
Between Democrat Harry Reid and Republican Mitch McConnell.
Don't tell me you have to raise rates to do it. It's just not true.
And outside the chambers.
No substantive progress has been made in the talks between the White House and the House over the last 2 weeks.
House Speaker John Boehner a few minutes ago after his meeting with Geithner, during which Boehner says Geithner offered no spending cut plans. Chris?
Rich, George H.W. Bush is being treated at Methodist Hospital in Houston. Chief of Staff says the former president has been in there since last Friday with bronchitis. He's 88 years old. Doctors just wanted to make sure it didn't turn into pneumonia. Something seems to be up in Syria. The internet there is said to be down nationwide.